This is Scott Radley of the Hamilton Spectator with a podcast of my column of November 14, 2015. The first period of the season opener was a shooting gallery. By the time the teams headed to the dressing room for the intermission with the shots 17-6 in favor of the visitors, the Zamboni really only had to flood one end of the ice. When the players skated out to start the second, one of the Stony Creek Generals couldn't resist the temptation to slow down and briefly chirp the bombarded Brantford Blast goalie. "Hey, does your team want you to raise money for MS?" the player said. Well, pardon the apparent non sequitur, but yes. Just days before the puck dropped, Brantford Blast goalie Brett Leggett had announced he'd be giving $1 to the Multiple Sclerosis Society for every save he makes this senior hockey season. For a few years now, the 34-year-old has been thinking of a creative way to make a difference, preferably something through his sport, as other athletes have done. His buddy Troy Smith, an assistant coach on the Hamilton Bulldogs, is giving $10 per win to a foundation named in honor of a former college teammate who's dealing with ALS. The San Diego Chargers quarterback gave $1 per passing yard to Ronald McDonald House last season. For years, hockey star Jerome McGinley has given $2,000 per goal to Kidsport. As he was pondering his options, Leggett was reminded of the latest challenges facing the mother of one of his best friends who's in a brutal battle with MS. Then, he remembered another friend's wife who's now in a wheelchair because of the disease. She's only in her 30s. Finishing the hat trick was the father of one of his teammates who passed away from it within the past year. "Three good friends of mine," he says. "I thought this is a good place to put my donations." So, just before the start of the season, a week or so ago, he had a poster made outlining his intentions. Then, he launched it on social media. Word quickly got around. Soon, everyone in the league knew about it, with many opponents sending best wishes. His own teammates expressed their universal support as well, not to the point where they're intentionally letting shots reach him to drive up his donations, but there's plenty of time for that. "Before it's over, they may turn around and take shots on me themselves," Leggett laughs. He hasn't even been heckled by fans yet for letting in a goal and costing the MS Society some money. Then again, the season's only 3 games old and he's only played on home ice. So far, he's only had the one full game. By the time it was done, his 49 saves meant $49 toward the cause. It's not an amount that's going to bankrupt him, though he isn't being paid to play, so this cash is out of his pocket. But it's a start. Do this 15 or 20 times a year and he could be looking at a $1,000 donation. "Hopefully," he says. The plan is for this to be a long-term thing. Leggett intends to keep this going until he retires, which he hopes won't be for several more years. He'd love to extend the effort to his games playing for Canada's national roller hockey team as well. He's one of the top inline goalies in the world. But he says there may need to be some tweaking since stats in those events aren't always exact. Still, something will be done. He's thought about a donation for each win, but that would be less about his individual responsibility and less fun. He pondered a variety of other team-based metrics, but realized they kind of missed the point too. If he's paying, the onus should be on him. "So what about a fee for every goal he allowed? Has he considered that option?" Leggett bursts out laughing. "I'd be out of a house." This is Scott Radley of the Hamilton Spectator. Thanks for listening.